one of the more insidious kinds of malicious software known as malware that's plaguing internet users around the world is something known as ransomware. Ransomware is a type of virus that sneaks into your computer and it slowly and methodically, in the background, converts all of your data files into encrypted files. What that means is you would no longer have access to these files. You've been locked out of your own files without the key. The hackers that perpetrate this scam will sell you the key for a price. The most famous of these ransomware programs was CryptoLocker, which generated an estimated $30 million in ransoms in just 3 months last year. CryptoLocker continued to attack people throughout the year, but in June, the FBI, in conjunction with law enforcement agencies around the world, were able to bring down the network that was responsible for spreading CryptoLocker. A big victory for the FBI. However, when you're fighting hackers, it's a game of whack-a-mole. They brought down the CryptoLocker network, and two other programs have popped up. The most disconcerting is something now called CryptoWall, which is the latest generation, and the hackers are using a more clever way of getting into your computer. We all know you shouldn't open file attachments from people you don't know. But what if you get an email that looks like it came from the HR department for the company you work at? That's one of the tactics that they're using. They're also incorporating something called drive-by downloads through rigged advertising. This term malvertising, it's malicious software that's hidden in ads, has been around for a while. And the way it works is these hacker units use stolen credit cards to buy ads on legitimate websites. And it takes a while for the legitimate website owner to realize what is going on. In the meantime, anyone that visits that particular site, and these could be very, very commonly used, very well-known websites, the banner ads themselves could be delivering malicious software. You don't necessarily even have to click on the ad to be infected by this particular attack. You've heard the tech industry tell you for years, keep your software updated. When it comes to this particular type of attack, Flash, Java, and Microsoft Silverlight, these are common tools used for animation and motion on the web. That is how they're attacking you without you having to click anything. You've heard us tell you keep this stuff updated forever. This hopefully is a wake-up call and really underscores why it's so important. When you get that upgrade message from Java, from Adobe, from Flash, from any of these companies, from these tools that you use on the internet every single day, you must update them. Another key to making sure that you're not taken advantage of and forced to pay a ransom that right now starts at $750 is to make sure you have a good online backup service so that they cannot attack your backups. A traditional backup that's connected to your computer at the time of attack is potentially at risk as well because the hackers actually look for that and try to encrypt those files as well. They know if you don't have a backup, you'll have no choice but to pay the ransom. It's estimated that CryptoWall is generating about $150,000 a week and growing. The other thing I'd highly recommend active internet users think about is if you're using a free antivirus program, it's going to lack the sophistication to really identify these sneaky new methods of attack. Or if you have teenagers that are avid internet users in your household, be very, very careful about what you choose as your protection. Free antivirus is great at dealing with things that everyone knows about. The problem is the bad guys have the upper hand. An antivirus program that has a two-tiered approach, such as Trend Micro's Titanium Security, includes a web component that basically is updated on a regular basis in real time, so you don't have to update your antivirus to know how to fend off attacks. There's no 100% guarantee of protection from any antivirus program, so it's super important that everyone have a good, solid backup system to fight against this and many, many other types of attacks that are growing. The ultimate backup scenario is to have a local hard drive and an online backup so that you basically have just about every base covered no matter what happens. Ransomware should not be taken lightly because once you're hit, you only have two options if you don't have a clean backup. Pay the ransom or recreate the data from scratch. Neither one of those are very desirable.